Amar be meiser, if somebody here takes off meiser rishon more than he's supposed to. We know meiser is supposed to be 1/10. You count 10 apples, and the 10th one is meiser. What about he counted 5 and took off 1 for meiser? He took off more than he's supposed to. So loch is peresu misakonim. Like the 4 that he put on the side, that's for sure he could eat. It's not tevel, it's chulim. That's very good. But a meiserois, out of these 10 apples, he took off 2 for meiserois. These 2 are mekukolim. They're mixed up. Which really means only one of the 2 is real meiser, and the other one is still tevel. So it's mekukolim. Now the question is, Dov Yamai, why do you say though that the peres amasukonim, name of one, and we say, kol shein b'zeh hazeh, hafil b'vazach haseinoi. Lemaiser, if you would have first taken regular meiser, that means you have 10 apples, you take off 1 apple out of the 10 to become meiser. So the other 9 is chulin. Now if you would have went back to the other 9 to take out 1 more for meiser, nothing would be. You can't take meiser after you already took off meiser. So b'zeh hazeh, you can't make 2 of the 10 to be meiser. If we took out 2 of the 10, do we say it is chal? It's a question on Rabba. So Gemara answers, Omalei, a Rabba would answer back, Shani Maisa, Maisa is different. The Yisra L'chatzoyim, because you could be make half of an apple, half of the chita, the wheat, to be Maisa at a time. The Yomar, if we would have said, Tiskatsha Palga the Chitza Kitcha, if we would have only made half of the wheat to become Maisa, we could do that. So true, you have 10 stalks of wheat. So you take out 1 out of the 10, that's Maisa. Let's say you wanted to say only half of this stalk should be Maisa. You have a right to do that. And now you take another stalk, you could also say half of this stalk should be Maisa. So for another case also, when you only counted 5 stalks and took off 1 stalk, it's as if you said half of it should be Maisa. Therefore, like the chaloisin are not stira, they're not against one the other. You could have 2 chaloisin, you could have 2 halves to be Maisa. So therefore, now that you took out 2 out of the 10, we say 2 of these are, half of both of them is Maisam, and the other half is Tevel, that's where it's called Mekukolim. For the Gemara, yeah, by still have a kasha. For Vare Maisam Behema, there's a locha when you have new animals born to you, so you have 10 of them, you have to take off 1 to give it for a korban, it's called Maisam Behema. The Lekal Achatzorin, you can't make half of an animal a korban. Only a whole animal could be a korban. For Lekal Bezech Hazeh, and let's say you counted 9 animals, and the 10th one that comes out, that's Maisa Behema. Once you say the 10th one, you can't go over again and make another one Maisa Behema. You can't do it, Zeh Hazeh. And still, the Yama Rova says, what's going to be Yotsu Shnayim Be'asiri? You are counting these 10 animals. And the model, what you do is they're in a corral, and you let them go out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then the 10th one, you give a red mark on it, that's the Maisa Behema. What's going to be if you had 2 of them come out when you're about to count 10? Yotsu Shnayim Basiri, the Koran Asiri, and you called both of them the 10th one, the Alocher is Asiri V'yechadosu Merovim Zeh B'Zeh. So we consider like a Maisa Behemer Ischal, and the 11th one is also there. So out of these 2 that came out at the 10th ones, one of them is Maisa Behemer, and one is not. But I call upon them, you see, that one is Chal Min Asofik. Why, according to Rabbah, since you can't do it Zeh Zeh, it should not even be Michal B'Vasachas. So Gemara says again, here it's different. Shani Maisa Behemer is different. The Isa Betois. It's possible to have 2 animals with the Kedusha of Maisa Behemer by mistake. The Tanan, like, we learned like this. Koro Lechi Asiri. You were counting the animals, and you made a mistake. By mistake, the 9th one that went out, you called out the 10th one. Uli Asiri Chi, and by mistake, the 10th one, you called 9. Or else, Uli Echad Asir Asiri, by mistake, you called the 11th one number 10. So what's the halacha? Shloshtu Mekudoshes. And all these cases, Lamaisa, they're also Kaddish. The 10th one is really Kaddish, and these that you call 10 by mistake is also Kaddish. So Kitzah, since you see Maisa Beima could be Chal on 2 of them, Min HaSofik, that's why it's not a stira like to have 2 of them to become Maisa Beima. So therefore also, when 2 of them come out by number 10, we say there is a Kedushas Maisa Beima. It's Chal. For the Gemara Harei Toida, there's still a case of a Korban Toida. That a Korban Toida is like a Shlomim, but you have to bring 40 Lechems with it. Now the lesser Betois, there's no way to make a toys by toida, either it's a korban toida or not. For less than nine bezachazeh, you can't do it one after another. That means once you bring your 40 lechems for this korban, you can't bring another 40. For yitma, still we learn like this: toida shenishka to al shemayim chalois. If somebody shechted this korban toida and he brought there 80 chalas, more than he's supposed to. He's only supposed to bring 40, and he brought 80. The halacha is like this. Chizki Yom Chizki says, Kotshilo Aboyim Etech Shemayim. Yes, 40 out of the 80 is chal, even though we don't know which 40. So when I suffered, though, 40 of these 80 is chal the Kedusha. So the Chura question is why? Rabbi says, Vavasachas, neither of them should be chal. Salkamir is 40 Kodesh out of the 80. For Rabbi Yechanan says, Loikachilo Aboyim Etech Shemayim. No, 40 is not Kodesh out of the 80. But I call upon him to cash according to the first man of the Yoma. Here we say 40 is chal. Tomorrow says, the Mar says, no, la vitmor alo, didn't we learn on this, that Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, ha'kol moedim, everybody agrees, that kol heicho di yoma kachilo aboyim mitoich shmoinim. If the person said, I only want 40 out of these 80 to become kodesh, kachi, then avadim is good. In other words, he knows the halacha that you're only supposed to bring 40 lechems for his korban toidim. Just he was afraid maybe something would happen to the other 40. So therefore, he brought a good stock to have an extra just in case he needs it. But the maaser, all he wants to be chal is only the 40. Therefore, of course, 40 is chal. What about if he said, Lo yikatshu aboyim el imkein kishu shemenim? I do not want 40 to be chal unless all 80 is kodesh. If the person mashma clearly he wants all 80 to be chal, then the locher is true, like kochi, nothing is chal. But you can't have that. You can't have 80 to be chal. Like nechluku, where do they argue? Elabistam, a person brought these 80 lechems to the Beis HaMikdash, and he shechtes korban toidistam without speaking out exactly what he wants. So masava one holds, liachrayas komechavin. Chizki says the reason why 40 is chal, because all he meant to say is, that I want 40, and the other 40 is just here, that in case something happens to the first 40, these will be in place. Well, Masav, Rabbi Yechon helps know that Lekorban Godel Komechavin, his mind was to make all 80 Kaddish, and that you can't do, therefore nothing is Chal. Now, so good, so the kids, the Peshat and our Mishnah is, like Rabbi learns, that Kol Shein and Bezeach HaZeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaZeinu. Something you cannot do one after another, they're asteris, they're against one the other, you can't do them together. Now the Gemara has a stomach question. For Rava, when Rava went to explain our Mishnah why you can't marry two sisters together, lo male lishnu karaba. Why does Rava have to answer? According to Rabbi's Pshat, typically, why doesn't he answer like his own story soon going to say that there's a new yisoid of Kedushin Shein Mesura Lebiyaninu? Rava holds will soon see if you marry a wife and you're not allowed to live with her, so the Kedushin is not Chal. Here also, if you would marry one of the two sisters, if, let's say, in a suffix, one of the two would be chal, you wouldn't be allowed to live with either one of them. Because any one you're going to live with, maybe she's your wife's sister. So that's why the Kedushin is not chal. So Rava really has another reason in our Mishnah, why if you marry the two sisters, neither of them is chal. So Gemara says true. The Gemara says, Lidvar with Rami Bachama Kama. Rava is just explaining how Rami Bachama would learn. But Rava himself has another pshat in our Mishnah. The other pshat is the blind Kedushin, Shein Mesurim Levi, like we'll soon see. Itma, we learned like this. Kedushin Shein Mesurim Leviyah. In this case, let's say you marry one of two sisters. You don't know which one of two you marry. They don't know either. But you stam say, I'm marrying one of the two sisters. So, minastam, we should have said, minasofik, one of the two is chal. You don't know which one, so we'll have to give both of them a get. So, no, it's a machlekes. If you do such a thing like this, now, lamaisa, even if one of them is chal, but you can't live with either one of them. Because any one you're going to live with, we're afraid she's not your wife, but rather she's your wife's sister. So you can't live with either one of these two. So Abai Yom, Abai says in such a case, heavy Kedushin. Still the Kedushin is Chal. Rabbah, Rabbah says no, loy heavy Kedushin, Kedushin is not Chal. Now Omer Rabbah, Barahini, Barahini said, Asavli, I'll explain the Pshat in Rabbah like this. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish ish ovola. When you get married to a wife and you live with her. So what's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Ubala? So it means to teach us that Kedushin HaMesurim Leviyah Havi Kedushin. If you get married to your wife with Kedushin, that you're allowed to live with her, that's called a Kedushin. But Kedushin Shein Mesurim Leviyah, if you marry such a wife that you're never going to have a heter to live with her, how about if it's not married and she's a needy, that's nothing, because you'll eventually have a heter. But if you marry something here, like one of two sisters, that will always be also to you, it's not called Kedushin. Lo Havi Kedushin. That's Rav's new pshat. That a Kedushin has to be that she has a heyav heta to live with her. But in the case where you marry your wife, that you'll never have a right to live with her, in Mitzara Issa, she's also to you, so then the Kedushin is not Chal. So this big Gemara is, Tanan, we learned, how it says in our Mishnah, how Mekadish Isho Bita, if you marry your wife, a mother and a daughter, Oy Isho, V'yachos, or else if you marry two sisters, Kachas, you marry them together. So the Mishnah says, Einu Mekadeshes, you can't get married, neither of them is Chal. But the Diyak is, Ho Achas Me'isho Bita, let's say you went to the mother and her daughter, and you said to them, I want to marry one of you two. And you sent them a kess of Kedushin. So, and we don't know which one is married to you. Or in the Ish of Yachos, you go to two sisters. And you say, I want to marry one of you two. So then for now, Mishnah would be Mashma Mekudeshes. That you are married to one of the two. We don't know which one. Just that you have to send both of them a get. So who, that's not like Rava. But Yamai, why is Kedushin Chal? Kedushin Shein Mesurum Nabiyaninu. This Kedushin is a Kedushin that's not given over for Bia. You'll never have a right to live with any one of them. You are marrying now one of these two sisters. And we don't know which one. So Minasafik, you can't live with either one of them because it's every one you live with. Maybe she's your wife's sister. So this called the Kedushin that you have no head to Bia. So why is the Mashna from our Mishnah that the Kedushin is Chal? To you, to the Rava. This should be a Kasha upon Rava. So Mora says, no. Omalach Rava answers back and says, according to your time, that you want to say the Kedushin is good, Eima Sefer. What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Eima Sefer, look at the Sefer. It says, Maisa b'chomish noshim. There was a case with five ladies. Uvehen shtei achoyis. Out of these five ladies, two of them were sisters. Now the case was again, v'likad echel kol shoteinim, a man collected a barrel of figs, v'shalem moisa was dead, v'shashviya soyesu was a year of Shemitah, v'yoma, and the Chom said, and the man said, I want to be married to all five of you with this basket. Now the Yom HaChom, the Chom said back, what's the halacha? Ein achoyis mekudeshes. That the two sisters are not in the parsha, they're not married to this man. But the diyuk is, achoyis hu diyein mekudeshes. The two sisters, they are not married to this man. Honochrius mekudeshes. But the other three ladies, they are taka, they are truly married to this man. That's what's Mashiach now Mishnah. Now the question is, heichidami. What's the case talking about? How exactly did this man speak up and say the Kedushin? All right, turn over. Yehechidami, what's the case talking about? Elon, if you want to tell me, the Omar Kulchem, that the man said in one Lashon, I want to marry all five of you. He said Kulchem. Then the question is, how could the Mishnah say that he's married to the other three and not to these two? Lechura kini at v'chamorhu. It's like somebody said, I want you to be kind of this and a chamor. The at the chamor lekona. And such a thing is not kind of. That's like an example. Like the Rashi says, the real case here, the Gemara is talking about, if you want to give away a present to two people, you want to give away a present to somebody that's alive and somebody that's not born yet. So you can't be matna to somebody that's not born yet. So he said, you say it in one breath, like I want to give away these two things, one to him, so therefore neither of them is chal. Because you only have that to give both away together. And the one that's not born can't receive it. So since one guy can't receive it, the other one can't receive it either. See, also, if you say you want to marry all five of them together, so your das is either all five or nothing. So you can't tell me now that three of them is married to you and two of them is not. Because once two is not married to you, so then the other three should also not be married to you. If a person says, I want to marry all five, that's a lach. It means five means all of it and not half of it. So that's the law of kni at v'chamor. I want to be kind of you and a chamor. If you can't get you, you can't get the chamor, you can't get the other one. Like you can't get half of what I say. If I say a complete thing, I mean the complete thing and not half of it. So that can't be the case of our Mishnah, that he meant to be mekadesh all five of them together.